it's way of keeping order. It's a very good way of keeping order in a society, and it works. And it's not all a bad thing.
No, because I agree.
And actually, the Mayan one that you mentioned there, that's another sun god who was going to be resurrected after he was crucified by the Spanish.
Mithra from India.
There's really nothing too special about any religion. It's almost basically the same thing.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Almost all of them. There's some that are more violent towards their neighbors, some that aren't. But in the end, it's the same thing. And really what we need to be talking about, I think we all agree, is how we're going to get our hands on more wealth.
Yeah.
How do we talk about us more?
Well, I want to be a teacher, so I pretty much am going to be poor all my life. So
you have taken a monastic vow, haven't you?
I have. I won't give up sex or beer, but I'll give up money.
Teach the kids. That's great.
Absolutely. 7 years. I was raised in a religious cult, so I have a huge background for in scripture. No joke. I won't get into the cult, but it was a. Until I was 23, well, actually 26, I'd never been in a bar, and I was raised in strict Bible doctrine. So, and then studying also all the other Christian sects. So I've got a huge Bible background. But then after that, I had a beer one time in a bar and said, "Hey, this is fun." And then took the blinders off a little bit and started reading a bunch of other stuff. And you know, got it. I'm not the brightest.
That is the best story ever.
Yeah, there's. Hey, I wish I could write a book because there was a bunch more to go with that.
You could just write a book.
I really could, but it would just be a bunch of defilement. However,
you could justify any statement by prefacing it with, "I was raised in a religious cult."
So let me open up that jar.
I was raised in a religious cult.
You do?
No, not me too.
I get a lot of. You should hear that at the bar, dude. I get a lot of sympathy. It's funny.